Hi and welcome to day 10 of our 21-day program. Now yesterday we talked all about expanding your comfort zone and I talked you through going into the theater of your mind and once again seeing your completed goal, seeing yourself as you want to be in terms of your self-image, and of course I got you to see yourself as that person who could effortlessly expand their comfort zone and deal with the obstacles in a more elegant way. Today I'm going to share with you the secrets of mastering your emotions, and I'm going to guide you through a series of exercises that will enable you to bring your most confident, charismatic self to any performance. You're going to learn the basic building blocks of any emotional state and practice feeling the way you want to feel in an instant. So what is an emotional state? Have you ever witnessed the same event as someone else and found out later that they had a completely different experience of the event than you? How is it possible that you could both be in the same place at the same time and yet experience things so differently? The difference is the emotional state that you're in at the time. Emotions such as love, anger, frustration, confidence, fear, apathy, sadness, these are all states. We constantly go into and out of these states all day long. An emotional state can be described as a thought or series of thoughts that produces chemicals that produce a feeling that exactly matches those thoughts. A simpler way of explaining it is that an emotional state is the mood you are in at any given moment. In life, we've all experienced many unresourceful states, such as depression, anger, resentment, fear. And similarly, we've had times where we're filled with resourceful states such as happiness, confidence, inspiration, optimism, joy and determination. So where do our feelings come from? At first glance, it appears that they just happen to us, or the results of events outside of ourselves. The reality is that there is an internal process that takes place in the gap between the event and your reaction to it. Changes in our posture, breathing, muscle tension, and facial expression all affect our feelings and behavior. For example, take a few moments now to think of a time when you felt particularly nervous. Perhaps before getting up to give a presentation, or before asking someone to go out with you for the first time. The other key determining factor in how we feel moment to moment is the pictures, sounds, feelings, and self-talk we make in our imagination. Now we've touched on this when we're playing out our mental movie in the theater of our mind, but let's go deeper into these vitally important systems. In life, we don't see things as they are, but rather as we are. These images, feelings, and sounds are representations of reality, not reality itself. So your internal representations of reality are unique to you. They are your map of the world, your own personal way of perceiving the world. But as with any map, they are incomplete and filled with generalizations. This is why two people can witness the same event and yet experience it completely differently. In the words of the father of modern linguistics, Alfred Korzybski, the map is not the territory. For example, imagine if you were asked to go to an event or a party. And imagine that you're there and you're feeling awkward and alone. And you just sink unnoticed into the background. And as time goes on, you're feeling more and more out of place. Even in a crowd, you feel completely on your own. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to go to that party? Okay, obviously it's going to be on the lower end of the scale. Now imagine walking into that room and immediately your presence is noticed. You feel secure, confident, powerful, expansive, in control. You literally light up the room. Immediately, people are attracted to you and they come rushing over to you. The whole evening is just a blast. You're the life and soul of the party. Everyone wants to be near you. You're laughing. You're joking. You're just having so much fun. On a scale of 1 to 10, how appealing is the party now? If you experience any difference at all between those two scenarios, you can recognize how important it is to have the right pictures, sounds, and feelings, and how these will impact on every second of your life. Yet the truth is, we pay more attention to movies we see in the cinema or on our TV screens than the actual movies we play in our mind. As you learn to change the pictures, feelings, and sounds in your mind, you will begin to gain conscious control of your life. Now, often when people are practicing the theatre of the mind, they can say to me, "You know what, Dave, I find picturing things very, very difficult. The picture is very hazy or it's unclear." And they say, "I just can't see pictures." But the truth is, everyone has the ability to see pictures. To prove this to yourself, just answer the following questions. What does your front door look like? What colour is it? Which side is the handle on? What car do you drive? What does it look like? What colour is it? Now, in order to answer these questions, you had to go into your imagination and make pictures. Now, for most people, the pictures will not be of photo quality, but you can learn to bring up the quality. Similarly, we all have the ability to talk to ourselves and make sounds in our mind. Sometimes these sounds can uplift and empower us. For example, think of maybe a favourite song that inspires you. Maybe think of the sound of the ocean, or hear the voice of someone that you know and love and care about giving you some honest praise. On the other hand, have you ever had an argument with someone, and hours, or perhaps years later, you keep replaying the nasty things they said to you over and over again that just continue to make you feel bad? Often people ask me, what if you're visualizing something you want over and over again, and maybe you've done it hundreds of times, yet you still don't have confidence in that vision? Well, the first thing I'd ask you is, how exactly are you visualizing this? Many people are dissociated when they're visualizing, standing outside the picture, looking at themselves from a distance. The mind interprets this as an event sometime in the future, far off in the future. And essentially you're telling your mind that this is not something that you're going to succeed at. This is someone else succeeding. When I've trained footballers, this was very often the case. When I asked them to think about the opposition or the competition they worried about most, they'd often be making big, bright pictures of them looking confident and strong. So I instructed them to step in and associate with the picture of them winning, while at the same time taking the images of the opposition and shrinking them down into tiny black and white pictures and making them sound funny, say like Donald Duck, whenever they opened their mouth to taunt them. The results were always miraculous. So images that are bigger, brighter, and bolder have greater emotional intensity than those that are duller, dimmer, and further away. So to diminish unpleasant experiences or reduce the intensity, then what you would do is you would dissociate, in other words, step out of the image. If the picture was moving, you'd make it still. You'd make the image smaller. You'd make the image black and white, dull or out of focus, and you'd make the sounds quieter. To intensify positive or resourceful experiences, then you'd step into the picture and fully associate with it where you're looking out through your own eyes, and you make that image into a movie. You make it more real and compelling, you make it bigger, bringing in closer to you, intensifying the colours, increasing the brightness and clarity, making the sounds louder. So what you experience moment to moment is a direct result of the pictures, feelings and sounds that you're making in your mind, along with the posture you're holding yourself in. This is how you influence and take control of your state. You no longer have to be a victim of circumstances at the mercy of other people's actions to make you feel a particular way. Because often people allow that state that they're in to be dictated by how their significant other is feeling today. If they're feeling low, it's a bad day for everyone. If they feel great, then it's a great day for everyone. By taking responsibility for the pictures in your mind, the things you say to yourself, and the tone of voice you say it in, and the feelings you're creating internally, along with the way you use your body, you can now begin to choose how you want to think, feel, act, and be. And you choose how others perceive you in the process. For some simple exercises to allow you to practice all of this, go ahead and move on to the next track now.